Environment Washington's report came out on the same day Avista announced the largest solar array in Washington was coming online. That's near the Adams County town of Lynd. It features more than 81,000 solar panels. Avista is selling the power generated there to some of its largest business customers. That's the large-scale version of solar. At the micro level, homeowners are putting panels on their south-facing roofs to take care of their own needs and maybe send some power back to the grid. In northwest Spokane, the social service group Transitions has a 24-unit housing village, its home yard cottages, for low-income tenants. Solar panels sit on the roofs of 15 of them. Executive Director Edie Rice Sauer says renewable energy was part of the plan from the beginning.
The governor had put out some money a number of years ago for construction of ultra-efficient units, and so we kind of jumped on it. There was a time when I wondered if that was wise because it actually took money away from other construction. But we're actually the first group that's finished that project through the Department of Commerce. So I think it matches our mission, and I'm really excited that we decided to do it and stuck to it and followed through.
Environmental advocates say projects like that are not just good for the environment, they're good for economies too. At Environment Washington's press conference on Tuesday, Spokane City Council President Ben Stuckert noted the town of Dayton in southeastern Washington.
They lost their largest manufacturing firm, which was Asparagus. Their largest growth industry that's replaced those jobs is the windmills down there. So if we actually smartly look at transferring to a clean energy economy, that is the future of growth in our economy.
Earlier this year, the Spokane City Council adopted a target of creating all of the city's electricity using renewable sources, including hydro, by the year 2030. It joins a few cities such as Bellingham in setting ambitious goals. Avista publicly supported the vision, even if it has reservations about committing to a 2030 target. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.